Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Happening in the world today.
my song, it's by Smashing Pumpkins, it's a Bullet with Butterfly Wings. And one of the main things that they say in the song is, you know, the world is a vampire. And it's starting to look like that nowadays, with all these zombie-like attacks happening in the news. Have you heard about these attacks, Will? Cannibalistic attacks going on?
I heard about it, like, I think yesterday or the day before yesterday. I was like, what the heck?
It's crazy what's going on. It's like every day now. There's some kind of people eating each other, people being affected by flesh-eating bacteria. This world is starting to look like Resident Evil. It's like we're being attacked, or we're turning into zombies here. Shit, we might have to prepare ourselves. Get some guns out, you know. Buy ourselves some weapons to protect ourselves from these zombies. But if you haven't heard, lately in the news there's been, you know, these reports about people eating each other's, people getting affected by flesh-eating bacteria. Last week there was this man in Miami who he was caught nude eating a homeless man's face for 18 minutes. He chewed off 18%, well not 18, more than that, 80, more than 80% of the man's face. And police came to the scene, and the man, he seemed like he was in a trance or something. He could have been high on drugs. They think the drugs that he was high on was this street drug called bath salts. It's like this new hipster kind of drug that's out there on the street. And police were telling him to stop or they would shoot. And the man, you know, he kept eating this homeless man's skin, and finally police had to, you know, shoot and kill him. And, you know, so he died. And the homeless man who got his face all chewed up, he's in the hospital right now, and he might need a facial reconstruction.
Oh, man.
So, crazy stuff, man. But if you didn't hear, let me play the news report for you so you can know. You can know the full details of this story.
We are putting a face to the cannibalistic attack that led police to shoot a man they say was gnawing at the face of someone else in the street. A witness who saw it all described it as a gory scene that he thought was like from a zombie movie, the man chewing on the victim's face and growling like a wild animal.
And tonight we do have new information on both men who were involved. Local 10's Charles Fournet joins us live from Miami, where it all happened, with more.
Yeah, Jim and Jason, this is a story that has caught the attention of folks from all across the world, really. It went down 2 days ago just off the side of this exit ramp here in Miami, but now we have confirmed who was involved in this bloody fight.
Was he violent?
Yeah. On the other side of this door is the woman who was once married to Rudy Eugene.
You ever fear for your life when you were with him? That's why you're not.
She doesn't want her face shown, but her words reveal a rocky roller coaster relationship between the two, who first met in high school and would later marry, until things hit a sour note with a divorce 5 years ago.
I wouldn't say he had mental problems, but he always felt like people was always against him type of attitude.
She is just now learning of the gruesome details in the cannibal-like attack that sources say Eugene carried out while fighting another man over the weekend. A witness flagged down a cop near the Miami exit of the busy MacArthur Causeway after seeing the unthinkable.
Him tearing up pieces of his flesh, you know, his ears, his nose, he was like tearing it up and just throwing it away.
Local 10 has also confirmed the identity of the victim, but is withholding the name until next of kin has been notified. Sources say he's a homeless man who frequents the very area where he was nearly killed.
This guy, I was actually talking to him the other day.
A security camera shows cops arriving seconds after police shot and killed Eugene, who they say continued to attack and growl at commands to stop. We now know Eugene grew up in this North Miami Beach home with his parents. Last year, it was lost to foreclosure, but that didn't stop the 31-year-old from periodically popping up at his former digs.
Kind of looked it weird a little bit, but other than that, I just say, you know, as long as I got bars and got the alarm system put up, I was okay.
And how things turned so ugly over the past few years is puzzling to Eugene's ex-wife.
I've never stood with him ever since then, never saw him, never got a hold of him or anything. And it's been the same way vice versa.
And
it appears that one of the men, the victim in this case, slept on the side of the exit ramp to this the causeway, and we walked by over there. We actually saw some belongings that appeared to be his. Some people who also hang around this area claim that those are his possessions as well. Tonight he is at Jackson Memorial Hospital in a very critical condition, but so far, Jen and Jason, he is surviving.
Well, with every new detail we learn, it doesn't get any easier to sort of hear this type of story, Terrell. Thanks for bringing us up to date, though, from Miami.
Well, there you go. So this guy, Rudy Eugene, he was shot and killed by police when he was found naked, chewing on a homeless man's face for 18 minutes. His ex-wife said he was a normal guy who read his Bible, was trying to quit smoking marijuana, and earlier that day, you know, he left around 5 in the morning to meet up with his homeboys. His current girlfriend, whoever she is, she thought it was unusual that he woke up so early in the morning to go out, but, you know, she didn't question him about it. And, you know, so later that day, you know, she would find out that, you know, he was killed by police, you know, eating that homeless dude's face. And police think it's probably, you know, that this street drug called bath salts that drove him to this drove him to his death. So it's crazy, man. And this is not the only kind of attack. There's been a lot of weird cannibalistic zombie stories. There was this there's this other story that happened earlier this week where this Maryland man, this 21-year-old man who lives in Maryland, he confessed to killing his roommate, and he also confessed to eating his roommate's heart and part of his brain after killing him. And he admitted after being confronted by his brother and father, who, you know, thought they who saw human remains in the basement, and later when they went to confront him about it, the human remains were gone, and then that's when the suspect finally, you know, admitted, you know, that he killed his roommate and ate his body parts. So that's another crazy story here, but there's been a number of them going to. It's like
the
we're coming to
IMAC or something. Like, crazy stories,
apparently. Yeah, it's like the zombie edition of IMAC. It's
like
crazy.
That.
Like, the world is coming to an end, and we're actually becoming, there's actually zombies, and freaking people being infected with flesh-eating bacteria. Did you hear that news story of that girl who, I think she was ziplining, and she had, she caught some kind of flesh-eating bacteria from ziplining when she cut herself, I think, and she had to have some of her limbs amputated because of that.
Messed up.
And let me just go over some other crazy stories. There was a story where Miami police are investigating a grisly case of where a naked man was caught eating another naked man's face. And there's another story where New Jersey police broke into the home of this guy's house where when they were tipped off that the man he killed someone and cut out the person's intestines, and when police came into the house, he threw the dead victim's intestines at them. And then there's another story where a man got into a fight with his cousin and bit his cousin's nose off. Like, what the hell's
going on with people?
People are crazy.
I don't even know if people call people like that. People.
Yes. There's another guy, and let me see here. There's another guy who bit off the lips of a kitten, and he strangled another cat for some reason. Like people are going mad in this world, man. Like the zombie apocalypse, man. It's happening. It's here, Will. We have to prepare ourselves.
It's crazy, man.
You might be a zombie. I might have to kill you next.
Have I stopped you first?
And, you know, it's like, when I say I want to eat a girl, I don't mean it literally, you know?
Oh,
Wow.
Oh, man.
Zombie apocalypse.
Crazy.
How are you going to prepare for this, Will? What are you going to do?
Just pray, that's all.
I'm sorry, if I have any friends or relatives who are turning into zombies and are planning to eat me, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to kill them. I don't care. I don't care if it's my grandma, she's going to have to go down. Seriously. Because there's no way I'm going to be eaten alive, I'll tell you that.
Damn right about that.
Shit, if I have to go Resident Evil, I will.
Shit, I'll recruit Mila whatever her name is.
Mila Jovovich? Yeah, the
what?
Actress
Jovovich?
In the Resident Evil movies, yeah.
I hire her to be my bodyguard.
Dude. Oh, man, craziness. Real craziness happening. And this drug, bath salts, they think it might be the reason that some of these people are going insane.
Crazy.
It's like this new drug, you know, it's in the family of cocaine, ecstasy, and LSD. It's a more potent drug, you know, that hipsters are using. And,
I mean, maybe these people are hallucinating or something.
They are.
Crazy stuff.
They are, man, and I don't know how. I mean, I've never done drugs except, you know, smoke weed here and there. But peer pressure, I swear. And
Say what? What did you ask for?
Peer pressure, I said. The only drug I've done is, you know, weed. But, you know, it's here and there, you know, I don't do it, you know, on a day-to-day basis, but I haven't tried any hardcore drugs like cocaine or, you know, LSD or anything, but this bath salts. Man, that's a drug that you want to stay away from.
Man,
and it's causing people to become zombies.
It's crazy.
Yeah. God damn.
My goodness.
My goodness indeed, Will.
Crazy, man.
Oh,
this is easily the weirdest and craziest story we've ever covered on this show.
It's like happening every day, every week now.
Man,
cannibals and flesh eating bacteria, people eating each other's limbs and brains and skin. Yuck.
Man, I had no idea what we were gonna lead off the show with. You know? But damn, I assume it would have been something upbeat.
Yeah. Yeah, like my music.
The world is a vampire.
No, it's true.
It's true. Definitely a world. It is definitely becoming a vampire for sure.
Yeah. Stay tuned,
man.
I'm telling you, if people are gonna have to buy weapons out there to protect themselves from living zombies, then the world's coming to an end.
And people, please stop using this bath salt, whatever the heck you said this thing is called.
Yeah, it's not bath salts. It's not like to actually take a bath with. These are like. That's the name of the drug, you know.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, bath salts. Yeah, it's a street name for it, you know.
Whatever the heck.
It's not real bath salts that you take a bath with, you know. But
I assume not.
Yeah. So, but yeah, stay tuned, you know. We'll see what happens. Let's talk about some other stuff. Let's talk about 50 Shades of Grey. I know you haven't read the book yet because you think it's a book only for women, which when you think about it really is, because it's a book made for women. I read it, you know, even though I'm a dude. The writing isn't that good, I'll admit, but you know, it was an interesting book to read. It's a book that if you're bored if you don't have anything to do on a weekend, you could just read it for about an hour or two. You know, in the book, it's about this rich guy who catches the eye of this college girl, and she's a virgin,
mm-hmm.
and you know he becomes attracted to her, and he stalks her kind of, you know, he goes to places where she is. he emails her, texts her, and, you know, she kind of falls for him. And he makes this contract that she has to sign, where she has to do certain sexual acts, you know, bondage and certain, you know, fetishes that he's into. And, you know, it's, you know, there's a lot of sex in the book, a lot of sex. And it's an erotic novel, you know. It's like any other erotic novel that's out there on the market, but, you know, it's, like I said, the writing isn't that good. And it's been parodied by a lot of, you know,
SNL
parodied it. A lot of shows been talking about it. And recently, one of my coworkers sent me this link where Gilbert Gottfried is reading. Gilbert Gottfried's reading, like, sections from the book.
Oh, my God.
And so this is how it would sound like if 50 Shades of Grey came out on came out with an audiobook with Gilbert Gottfried reading it. Let me play
funny.
You the audio. It's going to be hilarious.
Audible.com presents 50 Shades of Grey, the erotic best-selling novel read by Gilbert Gottfried.
My inner goddess has stopped dancing and is staring too, open-mouthed and drooling slightly.
Hear it the way it was meant to be heard.
Keep still, he orders, and slowly he inserts his thumb inside me, rotating it around and around, stroking the front wall of my vagina. No fisting, you say. Anything else you object to? I agree to the fisting, but I'd really like to claim your ass.
Famed voice actor Gilbert Gottfried gives a reading that can only be described as sensual.
Holy fuck, is this wrong? But holy hell, is it erotic?
Let Christian Grey seduce you over and over again through the voice of Gilbert Gottfried.
But when he hits my clitoris, I cry out loudly. Oh, please, I groan. Quiet, he ordered. Not taking his eyes off mine, he crunches my panties in his hand, holds them up to his nose, and inhales deeply. His hands reach around and touch my breasts, and my nipples pucker at his touch.
Holy shit, this is hot.
Oh, man.
Would you buy it now?
That was just funny.
I would buy that. If,
that, makes it more, that makes it sound a lot more interesting. Now reading it.
Yeah, 50 Shades of Grey. It's still a best-selling book right now, so if you haven't read it, you know, go buy it. But I'll warn you.
They should really let them do it.
They should, right? I'm telling you, it would be a bestseller. Yeah.
Or you should say it'll be a bestseller again.
Yeah, exactly. I would definitely buy Gilbert Gottfried shit. That would be hilarious. Reading that.
The voice of Iago.
All right. What else is in the news? Russell Brand. He's hosting the 2012 MTV Movie Awards tomorrow. And there's a documentary that Katy Perry's coming out with. It's called Part of Me. And Russell Brand, he doesn't want it. He wants all of the footage that he's in. He wants that to be cut out of the film because he doesn't want to be seen in a bad light. But Katy Perry doesn't have any plans to take him out of the film. So, you know, there might be a little back and forth.
Drama.
Yeah, so. What is Russell Brand has to be scared of? I mean, I hope he didn't hit her on the film or any something. What is he scared of?
I have no idea.
This is a guy who likes to be, you know,
wild and
wild and
usually
wacky.
A guy
who says, you know, what's on his mind or whatever.
Yeah, so what is he scared of, you know?
I have no idea.
How much worse can he be seen than he already is now?
Yeah, I mean, he's those kind of people, either you like him or you don't like him.
Okay? Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't imagine anything that he would do in the video that would make people who like him wouldn't like him.
I know. There's people who already don't like him anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
so
he should just let her do whatever she want to do with it. But
yeah, and that's what she's going to do. And, you know, it's her documentary, so if she doesn't want to take him out of film, she doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Shit. Russell, leave my girlfriend alone. And finally, Adam Sandberg, he's leaving SNL.
Yeah, I found out like about an hour ago.
Yeah, he's decided, I think his contract was up, so he's decided not to come back. He's going to be doing movies, and I think he's in a new, in that new, isn't he in a new movie with Adam Sandler?
Yeah, That's My Boy.
Yeah, That's My Boy, so, you know, he's going to be doing movies now.
And guess who else is making a cameo in that movie?
Who?
Rex Ryan.
Really?
Yeah, he's like a used car salesman in the movie.
Wow.
He makes his film debut.
Oh, look at Rex Ryan doing movies now. All right.
Who's next? Mark Sanchez and
Tim Tebow. Yep, so that wraps it up for entertainment news. And that wraps it up here. Well, you got anything you want to plug? You want to plug your show real quick?
Sure. You know, check out tomorrow's show. You know, we'll talk about what happened in sports, of course. Definitely talk about Johan Santana's historic game yesterday.
No-hitter.
Yeah, first in Met history. We'll definitely talk about that tomorrow, and along with what's going on in sports this week.
Yeah, and a good hockey game tonight, LA Kings and New Jersey Devils. Looks like the Kings just won, so they're up 2-0. Thunder,
yeah, they did win.
Yeah, the OKC Thunder, they just tied up the series with Spurs, so a lot of sports action to talk about tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So we'll definitely talk about that. I want to thank you for having me on the show, and I want to thank your listeners for, you know, putting up with me all these years.
Yeah. Hey, no problem, man. And to you guys out there, I'll see you tomorrow. If you guys are still alive after this zombie apocalypse. So see you back here on Saturday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Have a good weekend.